I got Nechaydish, I got Yar, Gebench Diyar, just several hours ago in Yeshiva Lane. We had the Petira of the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Moshe Mintz. Rabbi Mintz was an Eishes Chavar and Tzadekis in their own right. And I'd like to dedicate the Shir Lezech and Ishmasa. Pasuk says in the parish of Rene Eid Sheker, Ha'eid Sheker on the Ba'achiv, Vasisna Kashazam Lasis La'achiv. And Rashi brings it in Chazal say that Kamach number Eid, Ein Eloshnaim. Some exceptions, but that's Be'etzim what Eid means. And Marmaka says, an Eid, Ein Eidim Zem Chayavn Ad Shizum Vashnehem. So you have to be Mazim, both Eidim, in order for there to be a payment. The Ksois, in Lamed Ches, since we've gotten Hay, Klaas Shaila, is there a case where an Eid Echad could technically be Chay for Kasha Zom? For instance, if let's say an Eid Echad is made that Reuven owes Shimon money, and Reuven is not able to swear. So, Mitech Shein Yochel Shava Meshalem, and then he pays up, and then we're mazim the Eid Echad. Would you say the Eid Echad there has to pay Kasher Zamam, because he was Mechayev it himself, and it wasn't done through Eidim. The Ksais is Mechasis to say it, because all the Mechayrus sound like that Parash of Kasher Zamam is only when there are two Eidim, not when there's an Eid Echad. Mechasinachim Mitzlam at Zion asked, why is the Ksais Mahases about this? Lacher is Mefurish in the Rambam, that's possible for an Eid Echad to become Muslim. Because the Rambam says that if a Saita had Kini and Stira and Eid Echad was, an Eid Echad was made on a Maisa Isser, so there the Eid Echad believed, and she loses her ksuba. If her maz made echad, the Rambam says, then they have to pay for that loss. The Eid has to pay for that loss. You see, there's an Eid Echad coming with Chayiv with Kasha Zomam. So what's the Ksais's question? So the Damascus Eliezer says that even if the din is that way by Saita, it wouldn't be a raya to prove the Ksais's case. Because in the case of Saita, where the Torah said that if there's two Eidim on Kinui and two Eidim on Stira, and Eid Echad is the Neman to say that she was Mazana, and Luzik Suba there, the Torah was Machshiv, the Eid Echad, Kishnayim, and he has a din, that he's a kat. So therefore, he can be Mechayiv, for Kasha Zomam, because he was like to Eidim. Mashen came when Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvua. It's not the pshat is that the Eid Echad is Kishnayim. All he's Mechayiv is a Shvua. It's the lack of the person swearing that's Mechayiv him the mum. But it's not that the Eid Echad was necessarily Mechayiv Mammon. Eid Echad was Mechayiv Shvua, and the not taking the Shvua was Mechayiv the Mammon. So there, the Ksais could be right that the two Eidim, that the Eid Echad that's Mechayiv Shvua, could not be Chayiv for Kasha Zomam, because Kasha Zomam was only the two Eidim. Aye, there was a Chayiv Mammon. The Chayiv Mammon didn't come from the Eid. The Chayiv Mammon came from the person not being able to swear. And therefore, Ksais may be right that there wouldn't be a parsha of Kasha Zomam there. But you can't prove the Ksais's case from the case of Saita, because there we give the Eidechot Zinsa the halachic status of two Eidim. And therefore, it wouldn't be a riot. There's an interesting Shaila that the Shaar Mishpat declares in the following case. There's a halacha in the Gemara Machis called Eidus Miuchedus, which says that by Mominus there's a din, that if one aid comes and says, Reuven owes Shimon $100 from Halvah that took place on Yom Rishon, and another aid comes along and says that Reuven is Chayv Mamon to Shimon on Halvah he took on Yom Sheni, even though they're going in two different Maisa Halvos, when we are mitzaref the two Eidim, to say that for sure he owes $100, because by Mamonis, not by Nefashis, by Mamonis, Eidus Mechedes works, and each aid is being made $100, so we know there's least $100 that's owed from two Eidim, even though he really may owe $200. But since we don't have two Eidim on each hundred, we know that there's a Mamani Gabach of $100, so those two Eidim can become a Tzurif and be Mechayev, the person to pay. Klart the Shaar HaMishpat Ashayla, what's the din if they are Mazim, one of the Eidim? So do you say, well, even if they're Mazim, one of the Eidim, but we go with the regular rule, which is Ein Eidim Nasim Zayim Achizum Shnehem, and until we have an Imanu HaYisem, both for the Eidus of the Eidechot on Yom Rishon and the Eidus of the Eidechot on Yom Sheni, then we can say that this is in Kasher Zaman because you're Mazim both. Or do we say that in that case, since the Eidim never served as a kat together to begin with, they didn't come to Zaman. They each came as a separate person just to say what they saw. One Eid said, I saw Avon Yem Rishon. Another Eid said, I saw Avon Yem Sheni. So therefore, they were never a kat be'etzim. So therefore, the halacha v'chizumash name shouldn't apply. And therefore, the Eid Zaymim should have to pay his chelik of the $50 from the fact that he was Muzam, because there's a Kasher Zam over here, and there's no din, perhaps, of Achizum v'Shneim until both are Muzam. But over here, where they weren't a kat, maybe not. That's the suffix of the Shaar HaMishpat. So Shaar HaMishpat brings a very, I think, a Gishmak Araya. The Gemara in Makis on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Eid Zayman Meshalom Afi Chelkoi. Each Eid pays according to his Chelik. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what the case of Eid Zayman Meshalom Afi Chelkoi is. And the Gemara comes up with a whole convoluted case. And that's the case where they admitted to a previous chiyuv of mamon. So there's where the Eid Zaymim, if he admits, he has to pay according to his chelik. Frek to Shaar HaMishpat, why did the Gemara have to come on to such a complex case? Let the Gemara have said, it's talking about a case of Eidus Miuchedus, where one aid said Eidus on Yom Rishon, another said Eidus named Sheni, with the same Malva and Leiva, and therefore, since they didn't come as a kat, even though we're mitzvah these two separate Eidusin to be Mechayev $100, but over here, where they weren't a kat, there's no din about Shizum or Shneim, and let the Eidzim be Mashal Afi Chelkoi, because he was Muslim, even though the other one wasn't, because they weren't together to begin with. They weren't made together. So why didn't the Gemara say that case, which would be simpler than the case of Huadnu, Uzamnu, Nishayavnu, Bezen Shoplaini? Mikan, Zaktashar Mishpat, that the din of Shizum Roshneim is not totally in coming as a kat. The halacha of Shizum Roshneim is totally dependent on whichever two Adim were Machayev the Mammon, even if it's from two separate halvos. But Lamaisa, it was the power of both Adim that was Machayev the at least $100 to pay. Memela, in that case, until you're mazim both, you see from the Gemara that didn't make the Sechatim say that there's no din of bimashalim ufi chelkoi, because we make them to a kat, because they're the unified separate edus that was joined together to be mechayev of the mammon that wouldn't have been without that. Therefore, the halacha remains that even in the case of Eidus Miyuchedus, you would not say that Yishrim Shalmat Yichelkoi, and the halacha would still be Ad Shizum Veshneim. Many years ago, after seeing the Shara Mishpat, I saw the Rosh Yeshivas Rav Bracha, the Baal Vedas Levi, and told him, I saw no Shaila in the Shaya Mishpat. What does the Roshiva say about the Shaila? I said, the Shaya Mishpat brings a Yishmak Araya. He said, Zogmanish, don't tell me the Raya. So the Roshiva thought for a second, and he said, he doesn't have to pay. I said, what's the Roshiva's Raya? So he said, because the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Daf Dal and Malf, and the Tzvichas, came shalom al piatzmai. In the Tzrichas, when the Gemara has it, Rosh, the Gemara says, you never find an Echad that pays by himself. If the halacha would be that by Eidus Miyuchedus, an Echad would pay by himself, then the Gemara can't make such a statement. Mikan, Rosh Yivon Tatayna, that like the Shara Mishra Benafim Hizraya, that the din is that an Eid Echad is not ever pay Kasha Zomam, because the din of Kasha Zomam is interdependent on the fact that there's two Eidim, and Memela in the case of Eidus Miyuchedus, it's interdependent there as well, and that's why the Gemara has a right to say Ein Eid Echad, that an Eid Echad is not in the parsha of Kasha Zomam, right? But you have to work that Gemara out with the Pesach of the Rambam, Chaz Nishas Mahasis, if that Gersan Rambam is correct. But I'll come upon him, we're coming out of Lamais, aside from the Shara Mishpat's Raya, aside from the Roshiva's Hormachos Raya, that the Din Ad Shizum Roshneim applies in case of Eidus Miyuchedus as well, that even though they didn't come as a kat, but it was the tzirf that we made of this kat to be mechayev the mammon. Memela, until those two edim are both muzam, but kasha zam, even though they weren't in the same place to begin with, and they weren't talking about the same havot to begin with, nevertheless, halach remained in that case. There's no din of an edis mechedes mammon being mechayev Kashazam, Makut Mechaydish, Hagabench Tiyar, Hatzlacha.